Texas Football Today is a production of Dave Campbell's Texas Football Magazine and TexasFootball.com. If you like the show, help us make it. Subscribe at TexasFootball.com/subscribe. As a subscriber, you'll get two magazines, including our legendary summer edition and a year of exclusive content on TexasFootball.com. Sound good to you? Go to TexasFootball.com/subscribe. That's TexasFootball.com/subscribe. The Texas Football Today podcast is brought to you by VCR Now. Are you looking for an opportunity to captivate and enhance the experience of those who visit your stadium, arena, house of worship, or business? VCR Now can help you achieve that goal with the total experience. VCR Now is a technology organization that can fulfill your LED, audio, video, lighting, networking, security, and infrastructure dreams. Visit VCRnow.com to learn more. Watch Texas Football Today live every weekday at noon on TexasFootball.com, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch. And get involved in the conversation using the hashtag TFToday.
Yes, yes, y'all. From the Dave Campbell's Texas Football Mothership here in beautiful Lewisville, Texas, it's Texas Football Today, a program with internet access. My name's Greg Tepper. I'm the managing editor of Dave Campbell's Texas Football Magazine, TexasFootball.com, a corresponding website. Thank you for spending part of your day with us. Whether you're watching us live, TexasFootball.com, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, all the places, or listen to the podcast, which you can subscribe to on the podcast vendor of your choice. Either way, thank you for doing your part to support your local mediocre internet show. I'm sitting here, sitting over there at the helm today, making us sound good. She is the Duchess of the Dorks. No, she's not.
I'm not.
She's the friend of the Duchess of the Dorks. She is our name a backup quarterback in the NFL.
Who? I don't know. Any?
Any. Just name one.
Connor Cook?
She's our Connor Cook. QB2.
He's not in the NFL anymore.
I know. But we did name drop Connor Cook earlier.
So shout out Connor Cook. Shout out Connor Cook.
This show's all about me today, isn't
it's
it?
It's a big Mallory.
It's a big Mallory energy day.
Jameis Winston.
Is Andy Dalton still back up? I know he's not. Who does he play for?
I think he went to Carolina.
That sounds right. I think he's a backup somewhere.
Yeah. That sounds right. Anyway, those other dulcet tones you hear belong to Greg Powers, our director of recruiting here at Dave Campbell's Texas Football.
What's up, y'all?
Hi, Powers. Welcome in. Today is Wednesday, June 7th, 2023. It is 169 days until Thanksgiving.
I'm sorry. But
I said it's 169 days till Thanksgiving.
Nice.
Thank you. This man already bought his turkey.
I can neither confirm nor deny that vicious rumor. Happy birthday to former Ranger great and former Reds great, Luke Farrell.
There you go.
Luke Farrell turned 32 today. He played for the Reds in 2022. He played for the Rangers in 2019 and that cursed in 2020. It's episode 1,605. It's our 1,605th episode spectacular. That's how I like to think of it.
Crandall wide receiver tight end Joshua Smith.
Today's show, folks, it's This Week in Recruiting with Greg Powers, our recruiting analyst here at Dave Campbell's Texas Football. And then, with all the news and notes, and we're going to play a little lightning round. It's going to be fun.
Nice.
And then, back half of the program, Powers caught up with Crandall, wide receiver tight end, Joshua Smith. The wide receiver tight end moniker is an interesting, like, that feels like something we've come up with in the last 5 years.
I should have called him an athlete, really, because you'll have a chance to see Joshua Smith at 7-on-7 this weekend as Crandall's competing in the Grapevine SQT. And he let me know he's going to be playing safety as well. He's really going to remind a lot of people of Sammy Amasigo, who signed with Oklahoma last year. Big dude who can really – he could play a number of positions. He's very talented. I try to put him on with some – P5 schools this week. I think he's a P5 player.
We'll hear from him coming up here at the back half of the program. Do we have first four through the door, Mal Pal?
We sure do. It was a random account.
Love it.
Andrew Christensen and Nick Morton. Only have three today. Welcome in, fellas.
You know what I realized? I was talking with a friend yesterday, and I realized, like, I've been doing this show for almost 8 years, right? And there are people in my life, like friends, close friends, who do not know that I do a daily podcast.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I'm bad at promoting this show. Watch this show.
Watch
friends.
It.
Tell
and
a
family.
Friend about this show. We're here every weekday at noon.
Correct.
I got to be better about that. Anyway, let's get on to some important topics. I'm Greg Tepper. That's Greg Powers. This is This Week
in Recruiting.
It's This Week in Recruiting. Greg Powers, our director of recruiting here at Dave Campbell's at Texas Football. Follow him on Twitter at GPowerScout. See his fine work at texasfootball.com/recruiting. And of course, this is brought to you by our good chicken friends at Chicken Express. Chicken Express, let me just tell you about the generosity of Chicken Express.
Okay.
Okay. Like, I am somebody who, like, I just want to get what I pay for, right? I got chickeny on Saturday. I got my normal 4-tendy.
We support the heck out of chicken E, man. More, like, we eat more chicken more, E than I think.
I got my normal 4-tendy box, right? Got yeah. The box.
Did you use your hack?
I did. I got the dinner instead of the
with the
combo.
Extra side.
Comes an extra
Wait,
side.
Wait, whoa. Hack? Did you say hack?
Yeah, there's
what
a
is, you should what's watch the show. Hack?
Tepper's got a chicken E hack. It's epic.
If you do the dinner, if you say you want a dinner instead of the combo, then you get an extra side instead of a drink.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. That rules.
Yeah.
Because that's my biggest issue with Chicken Express is that I can never decide.
You can't have an issue with Chicken Express.
Well, it's a good issue. I can never decide what sides I want because they're all so
you get a
good.
Bonus side.
I like it.
Let me tell you about
that was clutch. Like when he told us about that hack,
yeah,
I
that
was
is
like,
clutch.
Yeah, that's.
Let me tell you about the generosity though. Got the 4-tendy basket or 4-tendy dinner. 6 tendies in there.
Nice.
It probably like 5.5. Like there was one kind of mini tendy, but there was definitely 5 full.
Are
and
you fully committed to the 50-50 spicy versus regular? Or do you...
No, I go back and forth. That's a game time decision every time. It's like
I always get half and half.
Yeah, I think I'm always because you can't pick, so I just get half and half.
I know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we love you, Chicken Express.
And it's
we
only
sure
16-17 days where we'll have our team outing to Chicken Express.
Yes, we will.
We will. Oh, I'm so excited.
Yep.
Yes.
Shout out to the Chicken Eat Hearn. Yep. We'll be there.
We'll be there soon.
In like 16
so
days.
We'll all be hot and sweaty, but
we'll be there.
It's going to, oh my gosh.
It's going to hit.
It hits so much.
Ooh.
Anyway, since we've been recruiting with Greg Powers, let's start with our prospect on the rise. Prospect on the rise, we're going down to Katy. Talk about Katy Jordan, another wide receiver tight end. Van Keith Brown, who picked up an offer this week from Texas Southern. And then right behind him in line, Kansas State, Cal, UConn, UTSA, Nebraska.
Yeah, what a week.
Nice little week there for Katy Jordan, wide receiver tight end, Van Keith Brown. Texas Southern just kind of popped the cork on it.
It reminds me of that SpongeBob episode where he gets his driver's license and he's, gas it! He
floor
gassed it.
It.
Yeah, floor it.
It's floor
yeah,
it.
Floor it.
It is floor it. Yeah, for Van Keith Brown, it was a floor it.
Yeah, it was a floor it week. Big bodied guy, can really climb the ladder. I like that he played a lot of quarterback for Katy Peyto last year before transferring over to Katy Jordan. Obviously, a lot of the schools that were at these mega camps liked what they saw out of Brown because his recruitment has just spiked tremendously. And he looks like one of those guys that is going to just be a red zone monster, especially just looking at his list. Now, Nebraska may be like a game-changing offer. They've really been attacking the Lone Star State and I think that they're going to prioritize the tight end or the flex wide receiver position within their offense. They did it really well at Baylor when the coaching staff was there. Bob Wager, former head coach at Arlington Martin's, in charge of the tight end. So I think that could be a good offer, but he just seems like one of those guys that would fly under the radar and go to Kansas State and be like an all Big 12 type of guy. And Katy Jordan's offense, this is a team I'm putting on notice. I don't remember their record. Let me pull their record up really quick because I don't remember it off the top of my head from last season, but their offense is really loaded this year because they have Andrew Marsh, who I think is, you know, one of the top two wide receivers in the class of 2025 in the state of Texas. They have Zechariah Sample, who's committed to Arizona State. He actually took an official visit to Utah as well this weekend. So P5 guy who plays on both sides of the ball. And Chad Gasper is a really exciting running back. They were 5-5 last year. They finished fifth in the district. I'm putting them in the playoff.
Yeah, they're 4-4. They're 4-4 in district. They were basically a couple plays away from being a playoff team, but they bring back 15 starters from last year's team.
Yeah, this team's going to be really good, and I'm excited to see what their young quarterback, Bo Bryant, can do with all those wideouts. This offense is going to be really salty, and Van Keith Brown is just another weapon, a guy that can really be someone that pick up money first downs. If you need someone to go to in the red zone, this is a guy that can be that for them, and so I'm excited to see what that – that Katie Jordan offense is going to be all about this year.
A name to know there, Van Keith Brown out of Katie Jordan, a wide receiver tight end, big-bodied player who is now hot on the recruiting trail. Speaking of hot on the recruiting trail, let's go to our commit of the week. Probably the biggest news from the recruiting world last week is the Midlothian wide receiver Bryant Wesco, our number 9 prospect in the DCTF Rising Hot 100, a DCTF 4-star, committed this week to Clemson. Had offers from everywhere, but specifically it seems like he chose Clemson over TCU, Texas, LSU, and Oklahoma. I'll just say this. Clemson does not come into Texas like and just like rake in guys like Oklahoma does, like LSU does, right. Like some other schools, Arkansas. But when they come in, they tend to grab some big time heavy hitters, and they did it again with Bryant Wesco.
I love the T. Higgins comparison for Bryant Wesco. I think that they are very similar players. Wesco's probably an underrated route runner for what he does because he's so good over the middle of the field, on the sideline, 50-50 balls, high pointing the ball, playing over the top of defensive backs. Like, he's the guy, right? Like, he is probably the quintessential outside receiver, and he put up monster numbers last year. 58 receptions, 1,160 yards, 17 touchdowns. THSCA Super Elite, Under Armour All-American. Huge get for Clemson, and I have to say that this is a tremendously sad news for TCU fans.
Yeah.
Because TCU was running point in this, or at least for a while it appeared that TCU was running point in this recruitment. And this was going to be their marquee signing, I feel like, in this cycle. But he was blown away by the Clemson offer, blown away by the official visit. It sounds like the official visit weekend at Clemson was amazing. They landed, I think he was the highest rated linebacker in 247 Sports rankings history, and Sammy Brown out of Georgia. So they beat Georgia and Ohio State for that kid. They got another wide receiver commit, and another Texas-based player to keep an eye on is Corion Gibson from Lancaster. I think it's better for schools like Texas the longer it plays out. Gibson hasn't issued a commitment yet. He has some visits coming up, Alabama, Texas, maybe Ohio State. So the longer it plays out, the better for those schools. But I would categorize Clemson as I think Clemson's been in the lead for quite a while since his first unofficial visit there, leader for Corion Gibson from Lancaster as well.
It's a huge get for Clemson. It's a loss for the in-state schools. At Midlothian's star wide receiver, number 9 prospect in all of Texas, according to Dave Campbell's Texas Football, Bryant Wesco commits to the Clemson Tigers. It's This Week in Recruiting with Greg Powers, our director of recruiting here at Dave Campbell's Texas Football. Get involved in the conversation at hashtag TF Today. Let's roll on to our underclassmen of the week and a segment that we are going to call You're Old.
Special moment right here, y'all.
Our underclassman of the week is DeSoto wide receiver Ethan Feaster. They call him Booby Feaster. He is in the class of 2027.
He doesn't look like he's in the class of 2027
either.
This is a humbling moment, I got to tell you. This is a humbling moment because theoretically this guy was born in 2010, right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's crazy.
2009, 2010, 2011, around then.
Holy crap.
This is a tough one, pal. For me personally. Anyway, let's talk about this outstanding young player. DeSoto's wide receiver, Booby Feaster, has 20 scholarship offers. He got 6 in the one day last week. Jeez. Michigan, Texas State, San Diego State, UNLV, Texas Southern, and Grambling. He's already got offers from places like A&M, TCU, Texas Tech, SMU, Arizona. It goes on and on and on and on. I just need to go, I had to go take my Metamucil and have a 4:30 dinner and just watch my stories and go to
bed. Get over being old and get excited about the future because you're going to get a chance to see this kid play at the state 7-on-7. Mm-hmm. He's already playing up on DeSoto's 7-on-7 squad. He is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to put it in – I tried to, frame it up in my mind of a prospect that I can remember having this much recruiting attention at such a young age. I don't want to call it hype because I'm buying into the hype. I've already got a chance to watch him run with the ones. He's I would be surprised if he didn't start on DeSoto's team next year. That's how good he is. He's very refined route runner, big, legit 6'1", 170, 175 pounds.
To be clear, he is he will be a freshman this year.
He will
year.
Be a freshman this upcoming yes. season.
Correct.
Was in the eighth grade this past year. National champion in the 200-meter dash. Mm-hmm. He had the fastest time in the country as an eighth grader. And the offer list is, like, legit.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't have a good comparison. I think the best comparison I can come up with that I covered back in my national analyst days was probably Dylan Moses.
Mm.
And
mm-hmm.
I remember Quinn Ewers had an offer from North Texas, like, after his seventh grade year or something mm-hmm. like that.
Nuts.
But he didn't have 20.
No.
I think Ohio State offered him in between his eighth and ninth grade year.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been some guys that's gotten a lot of attention in, you know, their middle school days. As a matter of fact, there's, like, a handful of prospects in the Lone Star State right now that are, you know, sitting around three or five scholarship offers. It's way advanced compared to where it used to be because of the camp scene and needing to identify these guys early. Zane Rowe up at Denton Geyer is a guy that comes to mind, but Feaster is a guy who I have already at the top of the board in 2027. So I have him penciled in as the number one prospect already. He hasn't even suited up for the varsity team. So he has to be unseated from that, right? Like, if he's not going to be the number one prospect, someone has to take it from him. That's how I feel about it right now. It's way early, right? You don't even know who the guys are.
Mm-hmm.
But Feaster's going to be there.
Yeah, this segment makes my knees hurt. I'm not having a good time. This is tough for me. Booby Feaster is a name you're going to get to know for the next 4 years as the star wide receiver there at DeSoto. Let's round it all out with our Recruit of the Week. Our Recruit of the Week is the DCTF five-star, the number one prospect in all of the land of the DCTF Hot 100, Rising Hot 100. It's Duncanville defensive end Colin Simmons. And the news this week is that he has lined up his official visits. He's going to take five of them right now. First to Miami, then Alabama, then Oregon, then Texas, then Texas A&M. He was a superstar for the 6A Division I state champion Duncanville Panthers last year, and is only rising up recruiting charts. He will take those five official visits. You always tell me, don't listen to what they say, watch what they do. You would have to think that these five are feeling at least better than the other 150 other schools that have offered him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the dates too. He's going to be at Oregon 620, mm-hmm. Texas 623, Texas A&M 626.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough stretch mm-hmm. of visits. It could be a blast, but when I'm showing up for Texas after being at Oregon on 623, I'm probably tired.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Oregon's going to show him a good time. He's probably going to be tired heading into Austin. Yeah. And Austin,
long flight.
Austin's probably going to roll out the red carpet for him as well.
I would imagine everyone's going to roll
out College Station. After the right on top of those two trips, even more tired. So, I mean, looking at this list, advantage Alabama.
Is that really?
You know what I mean?
Because my thought is, here's
last
my
visit.
Thought. My thought is you get last at-bats. Like, A&M gets to be theoretically, again, like, he can take as many visits as he wants, but theoretically, A&M would be the last voice in his ear.
So, I'm going to throw a twister into this one.
Okay.
Right? July 1st kicks in a new NCAA rule
mm-hmm.
where you can take unlimited official
right.
visits.
Mm-hmm.
So he can take five before July 1st.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. After that, he can take visits to wherever he wants.
He can take 10,000 if he wants.
LSU is going to get a visit.
Okay.
You know what I mean? LSU is going to get a visit in this, in the fall. The fact that he doesn't have an LSU visit, he's saving it for the fall, that could be big. That's big news. I think Florida is another school that's been pretty involved in this, should probably get an official visit in the fall as well. So I think Colin Simmons is one of these guys who has played his recruitment close enough to the vest that these top schools are going to want to have Colin Simmons on campus,
mm-hmm.
right, and make their pitch to him. If he wants to take 20 official visits, Colin Simmons is the type of recruit who could do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be very interesting to see how this plays out. This could actually be the first state of Texas, I'm going to call it like this, mega recruit, from the standpoint that a lot of this decision could be based around visits, how the coaching landscape changes by the time he makes a final decision, and NIL deals.
Yeah.
So this recruitment is, I'm calling it now, this recruitment's going to be wild. And I'm saying that from a very positive standpoint. Everybody wants Colin Simmons, and Colin Simmons is going to play it out. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah. I'm fascinated by this because he's taking these visits obviously because he has summers off, right? But he does not have to commit for
8 months, nine right. months. He could take this thing all the way to the wire. He could take this all the way to signing day if he wanted to. And so this is a very intriguing. This is a very intriguing set of circumstances for him, especially with the July 1 thing, because you're right. He's got all these offers, and we know that not every team that he's gonna that he's presently going to visit are teams that he has expressed interest in. Right. Right?
Well, this list has evolved too and changed. Oklahoma was a contender in this early on. Mm-hmm. Oklahoma was throwing everything at Colin Simmons, making him the highest priority recruit on their board. Mm-hmm. You know, every coach on the squad was recruiting Colin mm-hmm. Simmons. He's made multiple trips to Georgia already. Yeah. And Georgia's not even listed here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so this one has a chance to heat up, and I don't think that we're going to play speed round later, so I'm going to mm-hmm. if you ask me about Colin Simmons, I'll give my pick then, but mm-hmm. I don't think that you could come close to. You could get it right
mm-hmm.
if you guessed.
Yeah,
if you're an informed guess, you could get it right. But I wouldn't feel confident in saying that anybody's in the lead or what is going to happen. There's been some stories around this one too that, you know, he's one of the most marketable guys in this mm-hmm. recruiting class.
He's mm-hmm. so fun to watch too.
Led his team to a 6A Division I state championship. Plays for what I would consider the most loaded college prospect roster in Texas high school football, which is the biggest state for producing college level talent.
Mm-hmm.
And he plays a premium position
mm-hmm.
that gets after quarterbacks. It's just going to be a fun recruitment. So, I mean, buckle up and get ready for a good roller coaster ride and follow us here at DCTF for the latest news on Colin Simmons. We'll keep you plugged in.
Should be fun to be Colin Simmons. It's always fun to be Greg Powers, Director of Recruiting at Dave Campbell's Texas Football. Follow him on Twitter at GPowler Scout. See his fine work at TexasFootball.com/recruiting. And stick around because I need you to tell me who you talk to.
Okay.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, I'll be here.
How sure?
100%.
Okay, great.
You're
fully committed?
Sending my check on Friday,
You're solid verbal.
Sending my check on Friday?
Ha!
I don't get to send the checks.
Well, I mean, you have sway. You hold sway.
We're Texas Football Today. We're here every weekday at noon on TexasFootball.com, talking football in the Lone Star State. You can follow us on Twitter at DCTF, like us on Facebook, Facebook.com/Dave Campbell's. Follow us on Instagram, Instagram.com/Dave Campbell's. And, of course, see us at TexasFootball.com, TexasFootball.com, where you can find complete coverage of high school football, college football, and recruiting all across the Lone Star State. Hope you'll consider going to TexasFootball.com/subscribe to become a Dave Campbell's Texas Football subscriber. Get the 2023 summer edition of Dave Campbell's Texas Football mailed to you before it hits newsstands. If you want to get it as early as possible, you got to go to TexasFootball.com/subscribe. You also get the recruiting edition, masterfully penned by Greg Powers, as well as Dave Campbell's Texas Basketball, masterfully penned by Ishmael Johnson et al. You get a year's worth of exclusive online content at TexasFootball.com and a year of Dave Campbell's Texan Live, our streaming platform with hundreds and hundreds of Texas high school football games and hundreds of Texas high school football playoff games. Everything I just listed, all for less than $50. Makes a great gift as well. Go to TexasFootball.com/subscribe. Now, a word from our friends at VCR Now.
Born and bred in Texas hits a little different, as it should. Texas love doing business with fellow Texans. VCR Now takes its Texas roots as seriously as its many partnerships with schools and universities around the state. It's also why we're so proud to promote our brand in the pages of the Texas Bible, Dave Campbell's Texas Football, and on the airwaves of Texas Football Today. Driven by producing quality broadcast video, state-of-the-art audio, and LED video scoreboards at affordable prices, VCR Now makes sure to listen to your needs in its athletic department before recommending the next best steps. Building great products is our business, and it's our focus on building meaningful long-term partnerships with our clients that sets us apart. From our 24/7, 365-day help desk, the training lab in our hometown of Red Oak, or our sports marketing business plan that puts money back in the hands of our athletic departments we support, VCR Now is built to last. Reach out to us today at info@vcrnow.com or by calling 855-GO-VCR-NOW. Again, that's info@vcrnow.com or by calling 855-GO-VCR-NOW.
back here on Texas Football Today with Greg Powers, our director of recruiting. I want to play a little lightning round with you.
Okay.
I've got a few pieces of news from the week, as well as like some prospects that are on my mind that I just want to get your take on where things stand and what you're thinking about these guys. So I want to start with some news that came out, I believe, on Monday, and that was the news out of Baylor, specifically that they lost DeSoto linebacker Brandon Booker. He decommitted and then, like, 10 minutes later, it's a flip. Functionally, it's a flip. He decommitted from Baylor and flipped to Stanford. This feels like, I know Booker was a really important part of that 2024 recruiting class for Baylor. This feels like a pretty big loss for them.
Yeah, I think so. Booker waited just long enough that I could write the article that he had decommitted from Baylor before he committed to Stanford.
Nice.
So
nice.
We just changed the title. Mm-hmm. Put in that he committed to Stanford, you know, but I do feel like it was a setback for Baylor because I like Booker as a Big 12 type of player because he's a guy that is not only a sound tackler, he's great in coverage,
mm-hmm.
right? He's a new age style linebacker, had, I think, 4 interceptions last year off the top of my head, over 100 tackles, a guy who's always around the football, but he's not a liability in pass coverage.
Mm-hmm.
So when he committed to Baylor, it was a bit of a surprise to me. I didn't know it was coming, so it was like one of those ones that was off of my radar a little bit. When he decommitted from Baylor, it was a surprise. But looking at the timing of everything, Stanford had offered him after he was committed.
Mm.
So we were just chatting about it in the office, and I was like, oh, well, you know, Stanford probably makes a lot of sense here because they offered after. Why would they extend that offer? They're not a team that extends a lot of scholarship offers if they don't have a shot at you.
Mm-hmm.
I would say I would put that offer up there. In the country, the Stanford offer is one of the toughest to get.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, it was a big setback for Baylor, but they balanced that out by getting a couple of big commitments in state.
Yeah, I want to kind of talk about that because they also got a flip from Purdue in wide receiver Mason Dossett, the Fort Bend Ridge Point kind of do-it-all athlete. He's just kind of a track guy. He does a lot of things there, but Mason Dossett is heading to Baylor, but there are some family ties there as well, right?
Yeah, his dad is Martin Dossett, who ran track at Baylor. Here's what I like about Mason. He's got a track lineage.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a great athletic profile.
Mm-hmm.
13.66, 110-meter hurdles, was third at the Texas Relays, which I don't really know how to put that into comparison with, you know, the state times, but the Texas Relays brought in guys from across the country, not just Texas. So, I mean, I thought that was a really good time that he put up there. So, and I look at hurdles as being like that athletic, right? Like you're not only fast, but you're athletic while being fast. But he's, to me, even better in pads.
Mm.
I love him in pads. He's playing at Fort Bend Ridge Point, a team that also has Ashton Bethel Roman, another great wide receiver. That's a tremendous 1-2 punch at the high school level, and it would be a tremendous 1-2 punch at the collegiate level as well. Mason's a guy who gets it done. That speed translates into the pads. He's even dangerous in the return game on special teams. So this was a huge get for Baylor. There was some talk like back when he committed to Purdue, like Baylor had already offered at that point. Mm-hmm. Where was he at on that board or whatever? And I couldn't believe that they weren't pushing as hard at the time for his commitment. So glad to see that it all worked out because this is a big get for Baylor. I think he's going to be a productive college player.
And then I've got 3 guys who are in our top 50 that I'm just interested in checking in on. And they're actually
only three?
They're actually all East Texas guys.
Okay.
I want to start in Longview and talk about Taylor Tatum. He's our number 10 prospect in the DCTF Rising Hot 100. He is a hot commodity. I think the secret is out that Taylor Tatum is pretty good. Where do things stand right now with the kind of do-it-all, I would say the real engine of that Longview team heading into 2023?
I'm accustomed to thinking about Longview guys staying in state.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. That's just the truth. Like, I would think they're going to go to Texas or Texas interesting. A&M.
I'm sure they've had guys go out of state, but like, you're right.
Oh, it's changed now. Yeah. Like, Jalen Hale signed with Alabama last year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting at the top of the list for Taylor Tatum, unofficial. This is unofficial.
Unofficial.
Unofficial. This is Greg Powers' only thoughts. Speed round, right? I would think I'd blurt out one.
Yeah.
Georgia. I'd go like, you'd say Taylor Tatum. I'd say Georgia. But Michigan's a player
okay.
in this too. You know, Michigan sits in a good spot. The thing to think about when you're looking at Taylor Tatum is that he wants to play baseball and football in college. There's some teams that offer that. Michigan did a really good job of pitching him on playing both. But if I'm wanting to play baseball in college, do I want to play at Michigan or do I want to play at Georgia? Or A&M? You know what I mean? Like, there's, I don't know. I guess I don't know enough about college baseball to put to know if Michigan's relevant. They do produce good running backs. But I'm saying that by the time the dust settles, maybe Georgia.
Staying in East Texas, going farther East Texas, let's go to Jasper.
Okay.
Ty Anthony Smith, the linebacker there. I love this kid's tape. I think he's a superstar playmaker out there for the Bulldogs. He really embodies that, like, Jasper style, like, just real gritty,
right.
like, gutty, like, nasty football. He hits hard. He strikes you. We got him as the number 30. Number one inside linebacker. We've got him in the – where is he ranked? He's high up there. 18th in the state. What are you making about Ty Anthony Smith? Because I know he's had some offers and some he's got some visits, I want to say, lined up.
I think he's going to go to Texas A&M or Texas.
Okay.
So I put Texas A&M in the lead. He took his first official visit there, so Texas is going to have a later shot at him on his official visit schedule. Oklahoma's also going to receive an official visit. Texas has done a great job of recruiting him since the jump. They really have. He's been multiple trips there. I'm going to go Texas A&M 1 now, but it's like a 1A, 1B. This is like a traditional in-state battle to me.
Last one in the lightning round here, and this is a guy that I don't know if we've talked a ton about. Number 48 in the state, Ja'Kyle Baker out of Brownsboro. He's a guy who I think maybe because of the school he plays at flies a little bit under the radar. He's DCTF four-star, though. He's got offers from all over. He is a basketball guy. He's a track guy. He's a superstar on the track, actually.
Right.
Ja'Kyle Baker, what are you thinking there?
I think the Bryant Wesco commitment to Clemson is going to change the Ja'Kyle Baker
really
recruiting process. I think there are teams like Oklahoma may push for him. Texas offered him early, that now there may be a better opportunity for Ja'Kyle Baker at a school like Texas. Oklahoma State is a school that traditionally does really good with these types of players in the Lone Star State. Guys who are a little bit off of the beaten path. I mean, it's hard to say that you're a four-star, you're off the beaten path, right? But Brownsboro's not the your traditional pipeline school. Oklahoma State does pretty good in that and then turns those players into superstars. So it's something to bear in mind. But I think Wesco coming off the board is going to change things. I think Texas A&M and Texas and Oklahoma, this is a guy who's now going to be towards the top of their boards. And I think this thing's just – it's about to heat up.
You think the urgency just increased for a number of teams because of the commitment of Bryant Wesco?
It's going to get really interesting with Baker here down the stretch.
Okay. Another guy whose recruiting is very interesting is out at Crandall. As our Greg Powers is out in Crandall, caught up with the wide receiver and tight end there, Joshua Smith. Big framed young fella.
Yeah.
I always love these interviews because I know how big you are and I know how big and so I'm just like, oh, it's like banana for scale. Anyway, here is Crandall wide receiver tight end Joshua Smith here on Texas Football Today.
Greg Powers, Dave Campbell's Texas Football, and I'm out here joined by Joshua Smith at Crandall High School. Man, making me look small on the camera.
Yeah, man.
One of the most athletic players in the Lone Star State. Offers coming in from far and wide, double-digit offer list. But before we dive into the recruiting, man, I just want to ask you about Crandall High School. The team has been on an upward trajectory for a while now. How'd the team look in the spring, and what's the expectations like in the 2023 season?
2023 expectations are high for us, considering the great year we had last year. Lost a couple of our good superstars, but we're still required to hold the same standard as we did last year. Nothing less, just get better from here.
Man, it seems like every time I talk to one of the guys out at Crandall, they're good interview, intelligent, smart, know what to say. What is it in the water over there? Why are you guys producing not only excellent football players, but student athletes?
It's just because of our attitude and the people we're surrounded by. Our coaches, they give us good energy. Our teammates give good energy, good in the classroom, so it makes us feel comfortable, makes us feel confident. So therefore, when we get in interviews and questions, everything's good.
You're a guy who's very athletic, can play multiple positions. Do you like that? Do you like the being able to flip over and if you have to play some defense, play some offense, play some H? I mean, you're a guy that can, I guess, do a little bit of everything out there on the field.
Yeah, it's fun. being on the offensive side and being able to people to recognize me, being able to play outside slot, tight end, wherever is good. Use my speed for a lot of advantages, height for advantages, because people don't really see people like me, my size, my height, be able to move like I can. So it's just good that people can recognize me being able to move like that.
Double-digit offer list right now. We wouldn't be able to talk about every school. I picked out some schools to ask you about. A school that seems to be doing pretty well in the state of Texas right now, or at least I've been hearing it a lot the last couple weeks, is Tulsa. What is it about Tulsa that keeps them in the game for you?
Coach Swiss, he always keeps a positive attitude. He always checks up on me consistently. They're always eager to get me down on campus. He's came to the school 3 times. He's talking to my coach a couple times. He came to watch film with us after practice 7-on-7. He's just on top of me, and I like that.
Another school, I don't hear about this one as much, so I'd like to hear from your perspective what makes them really, like, in the game. Alabama, Birmingham, UAB.
The coaches there, they're all for me. Like, I'm on the top tier on their list of tight ends coach. He's just on me. They don't want to just use me as a tight end. They want to use me outside, everywhere, just move around. Just me being on their top recruiting list is also what's helping me there, too.
In-state, UTSA.
They just not coming to pitch. I love the love that they give me. I already got a official setup for the 23rd and the 25th. I can't wait to get down there. My family can't wait to get down there. Coach Price is really good. He came to my spring game. I love Coach Price. He shows nothing but great attitude. Can't wait to get down there.
What are you hoping to see while you're on that visit that can maybe tip you in the right direction, possibly give UTSA a leg up?
The chemistry with the coaches and players. That's what I look for. The consistency with the players. So if they act differently towards the players than act with the coaches, I just want the same love that they show each other. I don't want it differently. I just want it all good.
Now, I know recruiting's not over for you. Mm-hmm. Oklahoma's a school that's been showing you interest, and they signed a guy from Crandall last year, and Sammy Almasigo. How much interest are they showing you? What would an offer from OU mean to you?
An offer from OU would mean really good love, because my teammate Sammy went there. They'll just put it up. They've been coming to my school since my freshman year. They've been watching me and Sammy, so it would mean a lot that they actually look at me.
You're hearing this, Boomer Sooner. Coaches, I know you are. Go ahead and take a chance on this guy. He's out here dominating the 7-on-7 action. That's why I'm talking to him right now. Josh Smith, man, thanks for the time and good luck with your senior season.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
There he is, Joshua Smith. Large boy at Crandall High School.
Impressive athlete.
He is.
I mean, well-spoken.
Oh, yeah.
Coach Harden's doing a tremendous job over there with that program.
They are. I mean, Crandall has become a, like, must-stop place because you, like, they've always got dudes now. And they develop them well. And they always feel like, because, and you'll have to help me with his last name, Samuel
Almasigo.
Almasigo. He was kind of the same way of, like, I remember when you interviewed him and I was like, that's an impressive young man. Like, that's just, you know what I mean? So whatever they're doing there, it's not just, they're really fast and good at football, but also, like, head screwed on straight, good at, like, good media skills and stuff like that, which matters, right?
Yeah. Those things. Awesome, too, to cover good people who have good teams.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And Coach Harden's one of the best. So
absolutely.
He's a really good dude.
We appreciate Crandall's Joshua Smith taking some time with us. Let's go over to Mallory Hartley for America's second favorite segment. Final thoughts.
We had somebody in the YouTube comments make a very specific request.
Okay.
Says, from random account.
Dance.
Says, can Greg Powers replace Greg Tepper? He seems to be the slightly better Greg. And I just want to know the feelings around this.
No notes. 100% agree.
Okay.
I think that's strong. And
he seems to feel pretty strongly about it.
Yeah.
The guy in the comments.
Do I have to be here every day if that were the case?
See, that's the thing. This is a like, you know what the best ability is?
What's that?
Availability.
There you go.
Correct.
So until I'm not available, so until I get hit by a bus, I'm probably gonna
I'll take
here.
The compliment being the best Greg, but I don't know if I need to host the show.
See, that's the thing. You just want the glory.
You just want the
glory,
best Greg
the
title.
Yeah, there, yeah, perfect.
You want the glory,
no,
not the
we
work.
Understand. We yeah. understand each other.
Classic Powers. Classic Greg. Am I right?
Classic Greg.
It's good to do for us. Thanks for spending a little bit of your day with us. Follow us on Twitter at DCTF. Like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/Dave Campbell's. Follow us on Instagram. Instagram.com/Dave Campbell's. And of course, see us at TexasFootball.com. Thanks again to Joshua Smith of Crandall High School for being our guest. For Mallory Hartley and Greg Powers, I'm Greg Tepper. Vince Young, please meet your Player of the Year trophy. We'll see you tomorrow on Texas Football Today.